Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: هلك في رجلان، محب غال ومبغض قال.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Two categories of persons will face ruin on account of me. He who loves me with exaggeration and he who hates me intensely."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are talking humbly about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed Imam and the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Of course, many scholars throughout the ages have written incredibly beautiful things in the praise of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And these scholars are not always Muslim scholars, meaning that there have been many non-Muslim scholars who have also praised Imam Ali alayhi salam and his amazing universal persona. One of the things that we see in this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is this suppression of anger. Right, so we do not see in the history books that Imam Ali alayhi salam became angry, randomly. Yes, there is a difference between courage and anger. There is a difference between a positive anger, which leads to courage, and a negative anger, which is a vice and it is a bad quality. So here, you know, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, you know, he suppressed his anger if he ever got angry, which is a different discussion, you know. But here we find that even the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, advised Imam Ali alayhi salam some general commandments. And of course, you know, these general commandments are applicable to every single one of us. And one of those things was to suppress anger. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam, not only was he able to suppress and control this anger, this power of anger, but he was able to do so especially when he had the capability or the ability, or let's say the opportunity, to punish the other person. So the very famous example that is constantly spoken about is, you know, in one of the great battles of Islam, Imam Ali alayhi salam was on the chest of the opponent, and the opponent, he disrespected Imam Ali alayhi salam by spitting on his face. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, he suppressed his anger, he got off the chest, and he walked around, and he came back, and then he slew the enemy. So here, you know, this suppression of anger is something that is really important. Now, what's interesting is that when an individual has the ability to punish the other person, so, you know, you are able to punish another individual who is at a lower, I guess, status than you are. So a father can punish a child, a teacher can punish a student, and, you know, a grandparent can punish a grandchild, a boss can punish their workers, subordinates, and so on and so forth. So this individual who's able to punish is in a position of power. Now, in a position of power, it has been, you know, dictated to us believers that when you are able to punish, you should suppress your anger. And that if an individual is able to suppress their anger, when they have the opportunity to punish this person who is under them, that the Almighty Allah will endow them with security and a tasteful, beautiful, delicious faith on the day of resurrection. That's how important suppressing our anger when we are able to punish is. A very beautiful lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadeer.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Has a verse ever come where Allah says, woe to you for running away from the battlefield? Woe to you for lying? Woe to you for raising your voice in front of the messenger? Woe to you for being disrespectful to the Prophet? Has the Quran ever said that? If it is not, and there are those who have held power, who have held the previous latter points that I mentioned, Allah on judgment day will question the integrity of my soul and say, you accepted that? You think I will send representatives like this? I asked my Christian brethren the same question. Paul persecuted Christians. He killed them. It's not a historical bleep. It's known. I say to them, as much as great as a man you consider him to be, can God send a messenger, a representative who's going to be the central axis of your faith from the very direction of the person who was against God? They said, well, that's how the pendulum swings. I said, if that's the case, then let's make the devil the most important man. For if he became a believer today, he would be the most powerful man because his pendulum swung the most. Absurd, isn't it? It's absurd, brothers and sisters. Even you and I, as much as a person lied to you and me, wants to go into business with me, I'll never trust that person. Even if that person gives everything of his life in front of me, I'll never trust him 100%. Why? He's a human being. We all make mistakes. We have a right to forgiveness. And we do forgive. And we have forgiven. But would you and I go into transaction at that level, knowing that this person cheated me before, and now he has asked for forgiveness, but it's okay, take everything that I own? You and I would never do this. How would you and I do this without religion? At the end of the day, civil law is never as important as moral law. So I conclude at this level, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded Imam Ali, why is Allah saying, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum? This verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 3, which was revealed. Why was it revealed? And it's revealed in between verses about food. Allah uses as what we call parenthetical. Parenthetical meaning it is so important. It comes between something that you're questioning. Why is this verse here? Just like the ayah of Tathir of Ahlul Bayt, you find it's in between the rebuking of wives of the Prophet of Allah. You say, why is it here? Allah says it's parenthetical. Use your mind, understand the principles of who this messenger was, who he chose, what he pointed to, what the world has to say, and then go down to the essence of who you are and ask the question, who is most worthy of being the best representatives of Allah, and then follow that part, because on Judgment Day you will never be held liable for that. So you find Allah after Imam Ali alayhi salam has been appointed, you find that Allah reveals this verse, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islama dina. Wow, today we have completed our favor. It's a momentous moment, brothers and sisters. Tonight we celebrate this for this reason. What is it about? Is it the quantity? It's the quality. The quality is sealed, it's complete. Why does Allah say, Ya ayyuhar rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik? The last part Allah says what? Wallahu ya'simuka. God will protect you from mankind, because shaitan and his group know, bring the religion of God, bring it halfway, we'll fill in the gaps. We're more than happy to do that. We love when God brings a religion. He gives us a springboard to put ourselves in position. Then no one will reject us. Yesterday I was watching on television, there's this called some ministry that's been robbing people of millions, $450 million theft. The guys are standing there robbing everybody in the name of God. The Spirit of God is with you. Have faith. The guys are giving thousands, millions of dollars. Have faith. The guys are robbing them, running. Running away. Have faith. And I'm listening. I said, wow, there it is. There it is. Allah says, look, blind faith, look where it takes you. You want that? You have crooks who come and rob you left, right, and center. Is that how you do it? No. It's found on good grounds, on a basis that when you look at it, you say, this has merit.
For listening to this episode of the program To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.